The Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by XM Satellite Radio. XM Satellite Radio is here, and it's available at your local electronics stores. 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Hendry.
And hey, welcome back. This is part six in our nine-part series, The Do's and Don'ts for Prom Night. And prom night, of course, is right around the corner for so many high schools across the country. How to make your prom night a night to remember. Chris Norton joins us from last hour. And as we were telling you, Chris is a professional photographer. And you're going to be escorting, in fact, Chris, a young lady, to her prom this year. As a photographer, I imagine you're used to being at big events and at events, you know, where people are formally dressed.
That's correct, Phil. And prom night is one of those nights. I think it's probably one of those nights that's most important for a young lady to enjoy herself. But you have to do things that would make it very special, and that's what I plan on doing. I think that's what other people should do in association with our website and with our film production. We're looking for that special young lady to enjoy prom night out with.
Now, Chris, I know that you're over the age of 21, and she's a young lady of what, 17?
That's correct. She's a senior.
But it's okay for young women to invite.
Well, at this particular school and at some high schools, it's acceptable for a young lady to invite someone who's maybe not a member of the student body.
So how do you make a prom night special? How do you make it? How do you set it apart from other prom nights?
Well, there's a lot of things you can do, but I think you have to use your imagination. And one of the things that I have thought of that is very unique, and that in fact we've copyrighted the idea with two magazines that we're working with, is, and this is going to be something I think that she's going to find really exciting, and I think a lot of your listeners will find exciting, is to get a limousine. Now, a limousine.
Limousines as in?
Limousine as in, you know, a limousine driver. And
like the ones we see at movie premieres?
That's correct.
Now, haven't I seen a lot of limos around?
Well, you see, living in California, you see a lot of limousines because there are an awful lot of people in entertainment business. But I'm talking about something entirely different. I'm talking about renting a limousine for a young girl's prom night, and the reason why that's a special thing is that women love looking at limousines. They love the elegance. They love what they want to know what it's like to be in one. And if you see any young girl who is loves movies or loves Britney Spears or any of the pop singers, they want to know what it's like to be in a limousine. When you get into a limousine, you become a celebrity like the celebrities that are in them. And limousines are what movie stars, rock stars, and television stars ride in. I have seen the following people in limousines. I've seen Steven Tyler, who is the lead singer of Aerosmith. I have seen Tony Danza, Jessica Simpson, Tom Brokaw. I saw some of the cast members of Caroline in the City and Stone Phillips. And all of them were riding in a limousine. So that's why I hit on this idea, and it's kind of unusual, but I think it would be very cool to take my date to her prom in a limo, and very, very unusual.
Have you ever ridden in a... So you're talking about getting a limousine for that, renting a limousine?
That's right. You must be... Are you familiar with them? Because...
Well, I've been in limousines, but that's only because I've had them hired for me for different events, and...
Well, I'm talking about something entirely different for a prom, and that's to take your girlfriend out in a limousine.
And you've been in one?
Yes, I have. I was in, most recently I was in a limo when some friends of mine and I hired a limo to take us to the Chumash Indian Casino up in Solvang. And it was tough getting into the casino because when people see you pull up in a limo, they gather and they want to talk to you as you're just trying to get inside. And I'm just a regular guy, but people want to be around you.
So you have hired a limo to take your date to the prom then?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. I mean, prom night is the most important start to any young woman's life. So if I can help her journey into womanhood by taking her in a limo, she's going to want to be grateful to me. And I have hired two friends of mine to be security.
Now, why would you need that? Why would you need security?
Because when you're in a limo, you are in demand. It's possible your limo could get rushed by people.
Because they think a celebrity's riding around in it, or?
Well, because when you are in a limousine, you are a celebrity. And anybody out there wants to know you and see you in a limo. And I'm a little bit nervous.
Well, you're doing fine.
But if you're in a limo, then you are a celebrity. And so I'm going to take this girl to her prom in a limo, and she'll be a celebrity. And that's, I think, the unusual thing about it.
So what you are saying you're going to do for your date and what you recommend other people do is hire a limo to take your girlfriend to the prom.
I don't know if other people can do it. I have certain contacts. You have to have contacts to be able to get a limo, because most of the limos are taken up by a lot of the movie stars around here. I don't know about other towns, but most of them are taken up by movie stars. So, but I do have contacts.
All right, Chris Norton is with us, and he's going to be taking a young lady to her prom. What's the high school?
It's Crescent Heights High School. It's in Manhattan Beach, California.
And you'll be taking her to the prom in a limousine. And you've hired two guys to act as security because you feel that when you're in a limo, you become a celebrity in a way.
You do become a celebrity. People see you in a limo and they want to go and meet you. And for a young high school girl, this is an exciting time to ride in a limo, to have the limo rushed and to have security. The other thing also, Mr. Henry, is that I don't want to talk about myself, but I'm also very good looking. I'm handsome. I mean, I would be exciting for any young girl to be with. So what I'm offering this young lady, and her name is Crystal, by the way, and she does go to Crescent Heights High School, is the opportunity to go out on a date with me, because I am very good looking, and also to be in a limo.
To go to her prom?
To go to her prom, exactly. And I called her father, and she is underage, but I also feel that at this time, I purchased a limo, which makes her a celebrity, and I'm sure her father is not going to mind. Because I'm going to have some things I want to ask of him later on.
All right, let me give our phone number out, Chris. I want to get into that a little bit more with you.
Certainly.
Okay, our number is 1-800-449-8686. And this is How to Make That Prom Night Memorable. We're talking to Chris Norton. He is going to hire a limousine, and he's going to take the girl to her prom in a limousine. He'll also have two of his friends acting as security in case people rush the limousine because... As Chris has said, when you get into a limousine, you're a celebrity. I wanted to ask you, what is it you're asking of her father?
I'm going to be talking to Crystal's father later on because I want to take some photographs of her. They're very tasteful photographs. They are pictures that I want to put on my website.
What kind of photographs?
Well, they would be pictures of her in the nude.
Well, that's not going to happen. You're going to have some problems. She's an underage woman, and you...
Yeah, but here's the thing. I will ask his permission, which is really technicality, because I know when her father sees a limo pull up, I mean, this is a guy who's a machinist. He's like a working-class guy. And he's really not very connected, and when he sees this limo pull up, this is going to be the greatest thing that he's ever seen. And when I get out of the limo with her...
So you want to ask this guy's permission for what?
I do want to take pictures of his daughter... nude pictures, tastefully nude pictures.
Okay, here's why that's not going to happen, Chris, if you don't mind me jumping in here, okay?
All right, Mr. Henry, before you tell me how it is, I want you to know that I am very good-looking, and I know how to date women.
All right, but let me just say, she's an underage woman taking nude pictures of her.
All right, but here's the thing. I'm not going to post them on my website until she's 18. And that's...
So she's an underage woman. You're going to take pictures of her while she's nude, but you won't put them on the website?
I'm not going to put them on my website until she's of age. And that will make it legal. Because here's the thing that I'm offering her and what I'm going to tell her dad. A corsage, I'm going to be in a tux. Also, I'll have a limousine, and I'll have two of my friends who will be security. And all we want to do is take some pictures of her afterwards, because she's not that good looking. And here's the other thing. I mean, she is a very nice girl, and I think she's very sweet, but her face is not that great. But she does have nice,
You're a little bit nervous, right?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
She has nice breasts, and I wanted to get pictures of her then.
All right, taking pictures of a man's daughter naked.
Excuse me, sir, if I could just... We're going to be in a limousine. See what I'm saying?
All right.
Most people never have the opportunity to be in a limo because I'm very handsome. She'll enjoy a night out and will give me respect. And I'm going to help her grow up a little bit, too. She's nice. She's not that good looking, but she does have a good pair. I mean, a very nice pair of breasts, and that's all I'm saying.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. So the idea is to take your girlfriend.
That's the whole thing. The limousine is really a very, very classy way to go. And I'd suggest if you have connections with anybody, you go to the prom in a limousine. This girl that I'm taking out will be very fortunate because, as I said, I'm good looking. And also, I do want to put her picture on my website, but I don't want her to feel her father should know that they won't be on my website until she's 18. But he'll say yes, I'm sure.
And you're pretty confident the father is going to give his permission?
I am confident.
I mean, what makes you confident?
I'm confident because this guy is just a blue-collar guy. He sees a limo pull up in front of his house and his daughter get into it. The guy is probably going to, you know, I mean, he's going to crap six shades of brown.
All right, hold on, Chris. And you got to watch out how you're talking.
I'm sorry.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. His name is Chris Norton. He's a professional photographer. He's taking a young lady out to her prom, and this is Making Your Prom Night Special. He's taking the young lady that he's dating out in a limousine to the prom, and he's going to be wearing a tux. He'll have a couple of his friends acting as bodyguards. All he asks is that she pose naked for some pictures. Now, this is an underage girl, and I'm not sure what the law is. But an underage woman having her picture taken nude, even if he holds off posting them on his website until she's 18, could present some problems. 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton is with us. How to make your prom night a night to remember. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
But that's the thing, isn't it?
All right, I'm with Chris Norton, and this is part six in our nine-part series, Making Prom Night Special. You're going to take your prom date to the prom in a limousine.
That's right. And
you're rather proud of that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what...
Well, you're taking her out, and you're going to pull up to her house where her father's a machinist.
Yeah, this guy, you got to understand something, Mr. Henry. This guy's like a very kind of blue-collar guy, I guess. I don't know how you describe it. But
he wouldn't be used to seeing his daughter going out in a limousine.
That's exactly. And I'm talking about, you got to understand that most of the people don't know what a limousine is. I mean, I'm talking about a 1998 Lincoln Silver Stretch. This is going to be 8-passenger, okay? And it has luxury leather seats. It also has a power privacy window, which means that you don't have to talk and the driver don't hear you. You can roll the window up.
It's a window that separates the passengers from the driver.
Right. You can roll that up. It also has a privacy door so that if there was sex, and I'm not saying that there was because I know she's underage, but if you wanted to have sex or whatever, they're not going to see it. I mean, I'm going to be giving this girl her first glass of champagne, her first slow dance, probably to a Backstreet ballad, her first kiss, a lot of different things.
And all you're asking is for her father to give approval that you take nude pictures of her.
No, but see, he'll say yes.
Because he's a blue-collar guy.
Because, yeah, I mean, you're talking about pulling up in front of his house, walnut interior trim and bar top, got a VCR remote, overhead climate control, and conversational seating. Also, they have AM/FM cassette stereo, and a color TV with remote. I mean, that is any guy who works as a machinist, and I don't know if you know what that is.
I know what a machinist is. I and I'm sure if he has his own shop, he probably makes.
No, this guy is going to be overwhelmed, and I mean this, and I mean don't mean no disrespect, but I mean if I said to him, may I be the first one to make a baby for her? I'm sure he'd say yes.
Oh, I don't think so, Chris, okay?
No, I mean, I'm being probably a little facetious, but...
I don't think any man is going to say, go ahead and have sex with my daughter. She's in a limo.
No, but I think he will say, yeah, it's okay if you take some pictures of her, you know, without her clothes on, only on account of the fact that this is a stretch limo, 6'8" passenger, okay?
I understand. Even if it was a stretch limo with a 12-passenger, I think it's going to be a little tough.
No, believe me, he'll say yes.
He'll say yes, go ahead, take pictures of my daughter nude.
He'll say yes, go ahead, take pictures of my daughter nude, but also yes, you are very handsome, even though I'm a guy, and I'm not trying to say I think I'd have sex with you or anything, but I think he'd know that I'm handsome. He'd see that I have a tux, and he'd also see that I'm, even her father knows, he's got to know that she has a very fine pair of breasts and that this would be an opportunity.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, and then these pictures go up on your website.
Yes, sir.
All right, let me go over here to, I believe it's Angie. You're on the Phil Henry Show, Angie. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
I just wanted to tell Mr. Norton, I think that he's extremely demeaning to the father because of his position and also to the young lady. I mean, you don't take a nice girl just because you got a limo or something like that and you're going to take him to the prom.
Just because you got a limo? Just because you got a limo?
No, listen, honey, a limo is nothing, okay? Just because a guy is
a machine
does not mean anything.
If you
love your child, stupid, if you love your child, you're not going to let them be with anybody because they got a limo. That means nothing.
Are you a mother?
I'm a mother, and I wouldn't have you and no other guy calling my house, taking my daughter to a prom that I don't even know.
I got to tell you something, because if you might have missed it. This limo has walnut. I'm talking about
Who
walnut.
Who cares what kind of limo it is? Don't you get it? I think that you're just some kind of freak or something because, number one, a limo means nothing. What is a limo?
For a lot of poor girls whose fathers is blue collar, this is the best thing that's ever happened to them.
Oh, please give me a break.
Also, as I said, and I don't want to be conceited, but I am very handsome.
No, but who cares what you look like? I mean, why is it that you're going to pick someone from a low-income family to produce something like this if you have any good intentions? All you're trying to do is use this young lady because you just said on the air, the girl is not pretty, she got big boobs, and you're not interested in the young girl. And because you got a limo that means something, I hope that if you do that and that father, you confront him, I hope he cut your throat.
No, wait, can I make a point, Mr. Henry?
Go ahead.
It's no point to be made.
No, I want to make one point with a car, if I could.
Go ahead.
Okay, you think that I'm not going to respect her, but I am going to respect her. She's going to be picked up in a limo, taken to the Vistamar Country Club, which is
one of the finest
country clubs.
What is this? Where did you come from? What is a limo? You must have came from a very, very poor family out of the hick towns of Nashville somewhere, because I can't even imagine anybody coming up with something so stupid about a limo, because you're good looking. If you're so doggone good looking, how come you are doing something, messing with some underage girl?
I'm not messing with her. That's just it. You're talking about me like I'm some kind of Catholic priest or something. I'm not messing with her.
I ain't talking about no priest. I'm talking about you. Why is it that you're going to look for or prey on a young girl who you feel comes from a poor family that you feel you can take advantage? Take pictures of this girl.
Well,
put it on the web page when she's 12, when she is 18 years old.
All right, Angie, what are we misunderstanding then, Chris?
Okay, here's what I think both you and the caller are misunderstanding. First of all, the limo that I'm taking her in is the rock and roll model. It has blue flames painted on the front.
Oh, my God. Why are you stuck on this thing
Chris,
as a limo?
Chris,
do you need
Chris,
maybe the people from
Chris,
this
you
show
pull
to
up.
Let you get in a limo?
Chris,
you know?
You could pull up in the pumpkin. You could pull up in the Cinderella carriage. And if you're taking pictures of a man's daughter nude, he's going to have something to say about it.
Oh, wait a second. You're saying that if I pulled up in the Cinderella carriage, every girl who ever lived would want to be in
that? I can tell you
what
one
do you
thing.
Mean it's got
let
blue
me, let, me, let me tell you something, okay? I can guarantee you that if you do that, that's going to be bad, because I'm telling you, my parents were not rich or anything. My parents worked in housekeeping,
yes,
and I'm
ma'am.
Telling you that you could not pull up to my house. Number one, you wouldn't even be able to take me to a prom. Number two, your ass would not be coming with no limo.
Well,
and by the time my daddy got through kicking your ass, you would not even
Angie.
Be able to. Okay?
Angie, you got to watch your.
Angie, the reason why your parents wouldn't let you go out with me is because I'm white.
Listen,
that's
I'm not
white.
Even going to continue this conversation because
this
I really thought that, you know, you were going
to
get the message. But I see that you are a very stupid man,
yeah.
So I'm not
Chris,
even going to continue this
no,
conversation.
Ma'am, I'm a professional. I have a website, and I'm giving girl an opportunity.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton, he's going to be taking a girl to her prom in a limousine. 1-800-4-
1-888-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
We're back on The Phil Hendry Show. We're talking to Chris Norton, who is a professional photographer, and he is going to be talking to us and has been talking to us about prom night, how to make prom night special. Now, Chris, I know that you are a... Do you have a camera there?
Yes, sir, I do. It's a... because I do... I'm a professional cameraman.
What kind of camera do you have?
It's a Canon. This is a Canon. See? And it has... well, it's a motor drive, so when you hold it down... I don't know if you can hear that.
Yeah, but are you just wasting film, or?
No, I'm not. I'm standing in front of the mirror right now, just taking some shots of myself. So those, that is a can. I can't pronounce.
It's called a Canon. I've had one. Okay, is it manual?
I know what you mean.
Well, manual. In other words, is it no? It's motor drive. That's what you're doing there, right?
Yes, sir. When you hold it down, it takes more than one picture. But there's no film in it right now. I'm just practicing.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. So you got to take a girl out in a limousine.
That's the unique thing about this. If you take a girl in a limousine, that is the bestest thing that she'll have ever been in. And I feel that she owes me something, and that's why I want to get the permission of her father.
To take pictures of her nude, and she's under 18.
I understand, but I'm not posting them.
Okay, you're not going to put them up until after she turns 18.
Right. And again, Mr. Hendry, I think you have to understand, we're talking about a Lincoln Super Stretch. It has walnut interior.
I know, and it has a trim bar, and you said it has the...
power privacy window.
Power privacy window.
I mean, this girl... I want to make sure that's working. This girl is really going to... You know, and her father, he'll say yes to everything.
Because he's a machinist. I mean, that's the part that...
No, my father worked for a living, too, but you understand, some guy that's working in a garage all day and his girl goes out in a limousine with a guy who's good-looking, he'll be very happy about that, is all I'm saying.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over here to Diana. Diana, go ahead. You're on The Phil Hendry Show.
Mr. Norton, you feel as if she owes you something? I mean, am I the only one that... Sounds
well,
like a rapist or a very sick, demented man on the air.
I said I'm not no priest. You think I'm a priest?
Yeah, no, you're really not.
Okay.
And I have a question for you. If you take pictures of her, naked pictures of her, and you don't post them until 18, that makes things okay? That
yes,
makes
ma'am.
It legal?
Yes, ma'am.
So if you took naked pictures of an 8-year-old girl and didn't post them until they were 18, would that make it legal?
Very good question, Diana. What do you say to that, Chris?
Technically, I believe, yes, it is.
Wait a minute.
No, I mean... Think about it. She's now 18.
An 8-year-old girl.
But is now 18?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No, ma'am. In my understanding of it. And all of that.
Well, why don't you just wait till she's 18?
Because her prom is coming up this weekend, and it would be very elegant to show her in the limousine. She's not. How many girls have ever been? Have you ever been in a limousine, ma'am?
Yes, I've been in a limousine.
Well. Okay,
I'm
but I'm
sorry.
Talking about a super stretch.
I don't know
stretch,
where you're coming from,
a
but a limousine
stretch.
Is pretty easy to get to these days. I mean, you don't have to be totally, you know, rich.
Plus
I was
more
rich to get a limousine. You can work a couple weeks and you
well,
can rent one.
I think that's very unusual. A super stretch?
Yes.
See, no, I don't think so.
And because
you were probably in what's called a
luxury
van.
Because her father is a working class man, he lacks values, he lacks morals, because
no.
He's never seen a limousine. So when you pull up in a limousine, he's going to hand over his naked daughter to you?
Let me ask you something. Have you been in a limousine? Did it have a disco?
Yes.
Did it have a disco ball? Did it have blue flames?
It doesn't matter what it has.
Will you knock it off with that camera?
In a limousine, I'm not going to, you know, take
hold
my
on.
Clothes off.
Diana, hold on. Would you knock it off?
I'm sorry?
Knock it off with the camera.
I am practicing, though, Mr. Henry.
I know you're practicing.
I don't know whether to laugh at him. I don't know.
What? I mean, what I'm saying is this. This girl is not, and I don't want to be cruel. She's not that good looking, okay? And
so you've told us.
Okay, so don't you think that she...
I think you have a very low self-esteem.
Go, finally, she's being... Not only is she going out on a date, but she's going out on a date with a guy who's good looking and in a limo that is a super stretch and not a luxury van.
So
you have
another...
a low self-esteem, Mr. Norton.
I beg your
pardon? I don't care how good-looking you think you are, because that's the only point that you keep making.
What?
And I think that you're taking advantage of her because you think that she doesn't see.
What are you doing with the camera?
Just testing out the motor on it, that's all.
All right.
Anyway, that's
Diana,
all I
thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. The lady made a point. Does this man lack morals?
Who?
The father?
No, he has money. I mean,
not money. Does he lack morals?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what you mean.
In other words, does he mind having his daughter photographed naked?
No, because of the fact.
Then he lacks morals.
No, he doesn't lack no morals. This is the best. She's going to be in a super stretch with
the walnut interior and the power privacy window.
The windows are tinted. It has color TV with remote and a sunroof and all of the ones that everybody else who's called in on your radio talk show have only been in luxury vans. They haven't been in the super stretch.
All right. Okay. So you're going to be taking a girl to the prom in a super stretch, and that is completely unique.
Yes. 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 Jesus.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Jessica. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Jessica, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to know how old Mr. Norton is.
I'm 28.
You're 28, and you're taking a girl that's under the age of 18 to the prom. First off, that's not right. That is...
Why is that not right? A
because
lot of girls take guys
you're taking
to prom.
Her, and you expect to get something in return just
no.
for getting a limousine.
I'm not asking for sex.
It doesn't matter. You're asking for pornographic pictures. That's
no.
minor.
How are they pornographic? All I'm taking are... She's got a very nice pair of breasts, and that's all.
That's
this is
all.
A child. This is a child you're wanting to take pornographic pictures of. And it doesn't
how do you
matter.
Figure it's porn? How do you figure it's porn? Porn is only when you see the man's going, you know, the man's thing.
Because it is pornographic when you're doing it to a child. No
what
matter
do you
what
mean
you
porn is only
you
when you see the
man? Yeah, Chester, look at this girl, as I said, has got a face that's not all that great.
Well,
okay?
Again, you are taking her to the prom in a limo, which is not a big deal in my book.
Yeah,
and you think her dad's going to let you take porn pictures just because you're taking...
What?
Yes.
What?
Her phone's breaking up. Do you think her father's going to let you take pictures of her nude just because she pulls up in a super stretch limo with walnut interior with you?
Yes. You want me to repeat it? Yes.
Okay, fine. Great. Then I have to say to you respectfully, sir, will you knock it off with that camera?
But I thought it was jammed. It's
just quit it.
I'm sorry.
Then I have to say to you respectfully, sir, I think you're an idiot.
Okay. I'm an idiot. I'm going to be in a super stretch limo with a sunroof. I'm an idiot. What do you drive home?
None of your business.
Yeah. I bet you've only been in a luxury van.
All right, maybe I've only been in a luxury van, and I haven't been in a super stretch. Nikki, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
God, yes, man. I really like to tell Mr. Norton.
I didn't
did
call
I come?
The program to be offended or...
Hello? Excuse me. I'm speaking. Mr. Norton, I come from a blue collar. My father was a coal miner. Hardworking
what
man.
What state?
Utah.
There ain't no
and
coal
because,
mines in Utah, lady. There ain't no coal mines in Utah, lady.
Okay, well, you're an idiot. So
how am I
it's
an
called
idiot?
Carbon County. I know where I live. I know where my father works. Now, if I could finish my sentence.
Her father,
you
for the first time in
absolute,
her life, thinks she's done something
me.
Worthwhile by being with me.
Excuse me?
What
somebody
worthwhile
speaking.
Thing was she done?
Somebody's speaking.
Gobbing the cone, man. I don't know.
Can you hear me?
Do you hear something?
Yeah, Nikki, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, it's her.
Okay, Norton, shut up. You are an insult to every hard-working blue-collar person.
Look, Loretta Lynn.
My father that
guitar.
Was dirt poor and had nothing else besides his kids would not have sold me out.
No, he
and
saved
his
you for
morality,
himself.
Because
what is
they
that
are
supposed
poor,
to mean?
Because they are poor does not mean they have no morals or character.
I didn't say they don't have no morals, did
you
I?
You are saying
no,
it.
No, I didn't.
To say that this man is going to allow his daughter to sell herself out because
all,
they are
going
poor
out on a date. She's going out
is
on a
moronic.
Date. Look,
it's not
basic.
A date.
He's
and as far as you saying it is not porn, let me tell
can
you
I do
something.
One more time, Mr. Henry?
What?
You
test
are clinically...
Go ahead.
It works.
Excuse me, Bright Boy, Mr. Norton, Clicky, you are a pedophile.
No,
pedophile
no, you
thing?
Don't know that. That's a priest.
Excuse me.
No, that's a priest. You got it wrong.
Do you
okay.
know what a pedophile is?
Yeah, it's a Catholic priest that feels up a boy. Okay?
Oh, you're
I'm
really intelligent.
With a girl. I'm going
you're really intelligent.
Well, you come from a coal mine, so I don't think you've got too much going on either.
I just heard you use the word bestis.
What?
I just heard you on another phone call.
Watch your language, Nikki.
Nice language, coal miner's daughter.
That's
nice right. Language.
I live in a $500,000 home, and your car wouldn't have mattered. Yeah, $500,000 home in Utah. That's
well,
right.
That's worth about $5 in L.A.
Oh, really?
Will you knock it off?
How much are you worth in L.A., pedophile?
I'm going to be taking a girl to a prom in a limousine.
Ooh,
which
in
is
a limo?
Super... Yeah.
My dad would have shot
one?
You.
Have you ever been in one? Not a luxury van.
Have I ever been in one?
Oh, you knock it off with the luxury van.
I bet you've been in a luxury van, but not a super stretch.
You're a joke. I've been in commercials. I used to do all kinds of...
Commercials?
Yes.
For what?
Commercials.
I fall down and I can't get up? Them? So what'd your daddy dig anyway, coal or coke?
He
all
does.
All I'm saying
coal.
Is...
Look, it, there
and
is
you
no...
know what? He still wasn't a
People
lame
know.
Pedophile with no morality and no characters and bad grammar. Even as a coal miner, he had better grammar and communication skills than you.
Well,
what exactly
okay.
are you doing in
what's
the mirror
worse?
As you're clicking your camera?
Hey, what's worse, having bad grammar or giving a girl a shot to get out from her blue collar? How many pictures did you get taken of you to get out of the coal mine? Yeah,
so when you...
I don't know how to answer that one, do you?
I went to college. How about you?
Did you get any shots taken of you at a frat party? I'm sure there's
no.
a few flying around
Never.
On the internet.
No.
How do you know?
Never.
How do you know?
I went to college.
How do you know?
I got a Pell Grant from the state.
Let me ask you, how much Hooked on Phonics did you have to sell to get that $500,000 house?
Hooked on Phonics?
All right,
phonics?
So now what are we doing here, okay?
Well,
I have a personality.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I got to watch the language there. Linda, go ahead.
Yeah. I wanted to say I work for a limousine company in Tampa, Florida, VIP Limousine. We have 11 stretch limousines. Let me tell
really?
You something.
Are all of them being rented out, or are they all of them not being rented out yet?
No, we've been in business 15 years, and they're all rented out. And let me tell you something. Going
Do you
to
have
a
movie
limousine
stars down there?
Going to a prom in the limousine is not the exception anymore. It's
no.
the rule.
No, the luxury
For many middle-class families. And
a lot of them go
else.
In deluxe minibuses. They don't go. Does it? How many do you have that have blue flames? Zero. How many do you have that have the disco ball? Zero.
Well, number one,
the
blue flames and disco ball to me. And it, what is it, a 98, you said? Jesus Christ, we have all 2002. I mean, if you're going to take the girl
series.
Out and buy her, at least buy her with a new limousine.
Does it have Walmart
and I
in
happen
here?
To be talking. So don't
yeah,
interrupt
let the lady finish, okay?
You are, not only
yeah,
are you rude, your grammar is horrible.
No, but you
but
aren't answering the question
something.
If you have the walnut disco ball.
We wouldn't have anything that trashy in our fleet, let me tell you.
Yeah, Linda, just between you and me, it sounds a little trashy.
What? What are you talking
yeah,
about, man?
It is
man?
Trashy, but, you know, trash likes trash. So
what do you mean a
sure
walnut disco ball?
But let me tell you something else. The Department of Transportation regulates those.
Division?
And if you have a minor in a limousine, you cannot put up the privacy window.
What?
And number two, you cannot give her first glass of champagne because that's contributing to the delinquency of a minor. And if your ass was in Tampa doing it, I would see that you were put under a jail.
Hey.
And I hope the only two reasons that you need
first
to
of all, you're not a
guys
cop. First of all,
is
you're not
to protect
cop.
You from the father who hopefully will kick your ass when you ask him.
First of all, you're not a cop.
Pictures of his daughter.
Okay, first of all, you're not a cop. Second of all, just answering the phone at a limo service doesn't mean you're a cop. And third of all, you know, you're not a cop. I mean, the limo I'm getting has blue lights under the car, so it looks like it's floating. Which
yeah.
I know you don't have that.
Like I said, we wouldn't have anything that old or that trashy in our fleet.
Oh, you call it trashy only because you don't have it. And
oh, come on, man. Blue lights underneath and all that bull crap. And by the
yeah.
way, those... and
okay, let me ask you this one.
It sounds just like something sleazy, something like you'd like
and
to
And a disco
in.
Ball and blue flames.
Yeah, and the
yeah,
one
well,
that has
I
the jacuzzi
hope the blue collar daddy... Put your
hey,
ass under the blue flame.
Let me ask something. Do you have the Lincoln Navigator limousine yet?
Yes, we do.
Oh, that's bull crap, man, because they only have not. Do they have hydraulics?
Yes, they do.
Bull crap.
What do you mean a limo with hydraulics?
Yeah,
have
it just
to.
Bounces up and down.
Obviously, you don't
no,
know anything
no, no.
about limousines
Linda,
and their weight capacity, and they about... have to have the hydraulics.
No,
or
I'm
you would
independent,
ruin the limousine.
Independent hydraulics, so they bounce up and down like car clubs.
She's talking about
exactly
some East L.A.
about.
Car club bouncing up and down. And
what do you think it's so great for? You've got connections. You're probably not even paying for it anyway, you know?
That's,
and I'm telling you, it's
Dad,
the norm now.
Well, that's
it's not
what I have
excessive.
To ask. That's what I have to ask her father about.
But
I
wanted
to ask you, too. You said 50 times that you're so good-looking. It sounds like you're trying to convince yourself.
Why? I'm not convincing myself. I am good-looking. And this
girl's, I doubt
got,
that very
this girl's
seriously.
Got a two-bag
a
face.
A 28-year-old man who has your contact and your photography skills would not need to get an underage child to
what?
Take her picture.
No, because she
unless
has
you're
a
just
great
butt-ass man. Ugly. And that's what that'd be my guess.
You know something, ma'am?
Besides being illiterate.
You know what? All you're doing is hawking rides in minivans, and you seem to think you know all about limos. And number two, I am very good looking. I can give you the
I
phone numbers.
That.
I can give you the phone numbers. At least 20 women will tell you that. And number
I
three,
doubt that.
And number three, I got a Lincoln Navigator stretch limo with hydraulics. You don't have that. And so you lie when you say...
You got those goofy car club hydraulics. You got that freaking the Brady Bunch movie hydraulics with the car going up and down.
It's cool. It's fashion.
Good luck, Ace.
I just want to see something.
No film in the camera, huh?
Right.
Just make sure it keeps working.
But if there was film, I would have gotten some great pictures of my junk.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
No more eating at that chicken place down the street. Another minute or so, we got another news break? Great, I'm back in the bathroom. Wow. Anyway, the voice of Chris Norton was performed by me, and I perform my own voice. And that's what we do in a show. I just make up people. And the people who called in thought he was a real guy. And that's Chris talking about limos. And what do we got, about a minute before I can hit the can again? Great. Let me just give you my take on limousines. I think I've already given you my take on limousines. I really don't enjoy being in them unless I'm drunk, in which case they're very handy. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget our website, philhendrieshow.com. I don't know what that spells, but if you go to philhendrieshow.com, you'll go to my website. And you can get the best of the Phil Hendry Show 2001 CD, Bring It, and you can also get our Teds of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. It's all available there on our website. I'll be right back.